better than Marty.
Yeah.
The Attorney General calling on line O.
Yeah.
There you are.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. President?
Yeah.
Mr. Hoover just called me and said that you were sending him up there to New York. Mm-hmm. I'd like to just raise a question about it. I think it's a different situation than Mississippi. I think it's more similar to Georgia, where, you know, you have a governor of Georgia and the police who are actively working at it, and there's no sort of public question about the fact that the governor of the state of New York, the mayor of the city of New York, and the police are going to try to do their job. Secondly, I think the problem is going to be, we might have problems in Los Angeles, have problems in California, or Chicago, might be problems in some other part of the country. And whether someone then says, well, you sent him to Mississippi and you sent him to New York, does that mean you think this is less serious, or do you think that this is less important? And just to get into that kind of a discussion at this moment, or later on during the course of the summer, or even in the fall, of why we haven't sent J. Edgar Hoover someplace, or sent somebody representing the federal government, I think is just raises some points that I thought I would hope that you just consider. Maybe it's the best thing to do, but I just want, felt responsible to pass those on so that you could think of them.
Mm-hmm. What I told him, I wanted him studied, and he said, well, you think it's all right for me to go up there? And I said, yes, if you conduct yourself just like you did other places, go and see the mayor and notify the governor that you are going to see that any violence or lawlessness that involves federal laws are thoroughly investigated, and you make available full cooperation to them, I think that'd be all right. I see your point of not having him go everywhere, but if he's working with them and supplementing their work and cooperating with them, I think it might put some of these communist organizations on notice that we are not going to let this stuff go unattended. He didn't give any indication that he was going to be at odds with them, that he indicated that he and Murphy got along fine, and that he would let them know that he's doing nothing except in cooperation with them. And I kind of thought that's the feeling you had, that FBI ought to move in there and investigate him. I didn't initiate the suggestion he go, but when he mentioned it, I didn't veto it, and I told him I thought it'd be all right.
Well, should I just tell you, between ourselves, he said to me, I think it's a bad idea, but I do it. So, he's giving me a little different.
Yeah.
Story.
Well, he's one that initiated. Well, I'll call him and say, then, let's just...
We might have to get involved in it, or it might... I mean, maybe the situation's going to get more...
Well, now, you want the FBI involved, don't you? Know what you
Yeah,
ask?
I'd like to have him involved, but I think that...
But you don't want him involved.
Yeah, and I think to have this quite clearly, the responsibility of the local people is helpful to all of us, and as much emphasis on that, and so that we don't finally end up, well, why doesn't the FBI clean up Harlem? Why doesn't the federal government do something about getting Harlem cleaned up? I mean...
I have no deep feeling one way or the other. I didn't want to veto it, and I didn't suggest it.
Yeah.
Now, if you think, and he thinks, that it's not the better idea, well, I'll just say to him, let's put out this statement and see, you send in your men and wait till the mayor gets back,
yeah.
And then
let's see
what happens.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.